This is The Record on KUOW. You know, you were talking a little bit earlier about the transportation system and how it's funded by the gas tax. Of course, there's a whole environmental issue involving the use of gasoline. But what goes in your gas tank could be much different in the near future. That's because Governor Jay Inslee is considering a mandate for cleaner fuel standards. David Roberts is a blogger for the environmental news site Grist. Roberts says the cleaner fuel standard would reduce carbon content in the environment by 10% over a 10-year period.
There are multiple paths to achieve that. You can mix more biofuels in with the gasoline, but there's also other options. There's electric vehicles. There are hydrogen fuel cells are coming back. There's what's called renewable natural gas. There's multiple fuel options, but the overall carbon intensity of the fuel mix has to decline over time.
So government sets the standard, but then it's up to people who make vehicles to meet the standard?
That's right. It's actually different. There's a national policy called the Renewable Fuel Standard, which just mandates a certain amount of biofuels have to be mixed in. But the state, this would be different. The one in California that Washington is considering mimicking is what's called fuel agnostic. It just says the carbon intensity has to decline, but the way you do it is up to you.
So what are the advantages of setting a carbon intensity standard like this? What are the arguments in favor and what are the arguments against it?
Well, the arguments in favor are Washington, as you know, has sort of declared that it wants to join with other Western states in having this sort of, low carbon innovative economy, and it set certain carbon reduction targets. But in Washington, we're either blessed or cursed, depending on how you look at it, with mostly relatively clean electricity because we get a lot of our electricity from hydro. So if we want to drive carbon out of the system, we have to go after transportation. There's no way around it. And so this is a first step down that path. And so the arguments are in favor of it are it will help us meet our carbon goals. But alongside that, as you're reducing the amount of oil in the transportation mix, you're also reducing particulate pollution and these sort of air pollution and water pollution problems we have as well. The arguments against are the oil companies and their allies in the legislature say that it's impossible to meet this standard, that there aren't enough biofuels available to do it, and that if you try to push it this fast, you're going to drive up the price of gasoline. That's the big knock against it.
Okay, that's on the one hand. On the other, what do you think? What do you think, David Roberts?
Yes, I think that the economic arguments are mostly in favor of the low carbon standard. The reliable, independent, peer-reviewed studies have shown that this will have very little effect on the price of fuel, a small enough effect that I think it will get washed out. You know, we've seen the price of gas swing wildly over the last few years, and I think those natural swings are going to wipe out whatever effect this policy would have. And I think it's true also that it will drive innovation in our economy. A lot of these sort of obscure fuels need a guaranteed market to stand up, to make long-term plans and to start building up. The argument against that, I think, is somewhat convincing, is that you are talking in this particular policy about relatively small carbon benefits for an enormous amount of political blowback. The oil companies hate this policy above all else. They're absolutely unified against the Western Oil and Gas Trade Association. This is their number one on their agenda. So you're going to get a ton of oil money. You've seen it happen in California already. They've sued. They've been waging this propaganda campaign against it. It's really mobilizing oil companies' money, which is virtually unlimited. So, Governor Jay Inslee is in a spot now where he needs to get lots of things done, and he needs the legislature's cooperation for some of that. And the legislature, you know, Republicans, particularly in the legislature, have said, if you try to pass this standard just through executive action without going through the legislature, we're going to flip out and we won't cooperate with you on anything else. So the political calculation is a little messier. Are the benefits of this policy worth the huge amount of blowback you're going to get? But I think some policy like this is inevitably going to have to be part of the mix. I think it's just a matter of timing.
David Roberts is an independent energy activist and a blogger for Grist. the environmental news site. Now, as you mentioned, this is part of a larger effort to control climate change. There is a state law in the books which says carbon emissions have to be reduced to 1990 levels by the year 2020. How's the state doing on that?
Well, it's doing pretty well so far. I mean, all these things, it's in the early stage of the game, and all these West Coast, the West Coast climate policies are in early stages. But once we get to the transportation part of the carbon mix, things get much more complicated and much more dicey. So I think I think this is probably true at the national level too, but what you're going to see is a relatively easy ramp up and then a bumpy period when you get out of the easy parts and into the harder parts, which are transportation fuels. And that's why I think there's a good argument for doing this policy now, because you need these alternative fuel industries to start now scaling up. If they're going to be prepared for the really massive, massive amounts of fuel they're going to have to provide if we're going to drive carbon out of the transportation system.
You mentioned that this mandate from the governor for a cleaner fuel standard has some problems with it. Are there better ways to get to this goal that are not being tried?
The great thing about this policy is that it's fuel agnostic. So it is very flexible. It more or less tells oil refiners, reduce the carbon intensity of your fuel however you can figure out to do it. And that's about as flexible as you can get. There are a million ways to drive carbon out of the transportation mix. You could just mandate a certain amount of electric cars. One thing I'd like to see a lot more of, although the governor doesn't have a ton of control over this, is more of a local issue, which is just urban design, getting people out of cars and into public transit, making more areas walkable, reducing the amount of driving overall. Already, the vehicle miles traveled in the U.S. has peaked and started declining ever so slightly for the first time in decades and decades and decades. It's unprecedented. That's one of the reasons that oil companies hate this policy, is because it was one thing to blend a certain amount of biofuels into an enormous amount of gas, but as the amount of gas being used declines, suddenly the proportion of biofuels looks bigger and it becomes a heavier lift for them. So accelerating that reduction in vehicle miles traveled is a policy I would like to see.
David Roberts, you haven't mentioned cow belches and farts. I just talked to Dennis Hayes. He's written a book called Cowed, and he says you take all the stuff that comes out of cows and you take the carbon impact of that, and he says that equals the entire transportation system in this country.
Yeah, well, it's one part of the carbon picture that we don't talk about very much, which is agriculture and food. I mean, one of the huge things you could do in any state to reduce its carbon intensity is make everyone into vegetarians. Although, if you want to see political blowback, that's probably the heaviest lift.
David Roberts is an independent energy activist. You can also read him at Grist, where he's a blogger for that environmental news site. Governor Jay Inslee is considering a plan that would require cleaner fuel standards. He's going to talk about that later this week, and we'll tell you about it. This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.